Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Before Jesus was born, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were told by an angel that they were going to have a son. Zechariah was an old man, and his wife was beyond childbearing age. Zechariah didn't believe the angel's word and doubted God, and for that he couldn't speak until the baby was born. But for Elizabeth to bear a child at her age would have required a miracle. But guess what? God delights in doing the impossible. Miracles. That's what God does. Their son, his name, John. John the Baptist, to be exact. The word believe is used a lot during this time of the year. You may have heard a saying, seeing is believing, and that makes a little sense, but God's word seems to go against that concept. God teaches us that he often wants us to believe in order to see. In fact, that's the essence of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Believing God and his promises, that's difficult. There may be some times in your life when his promises are hard to believe and you struggle with our faith. When those times come, I want you to remember a few things. We serve a God who is capable of doing great things. We serve a God of miracles. We serve a God who makes and keeps promises. But we also serve a God who understands when we occasionally struggle with believing. That struggle with our faith will not stop God from keeping his promises. I encourage you today to not only seek God, but learn his promises and believe his word. This is Pastor John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, today helping you go the distance in Christ.